Welcome to the HR Happy Hour Show on Alexa. My name's Steve Bowes. There's more labor market data to share. Today was the release of the April 2021 Job Openings and Labor Turnover Survey Report, better known as the JOLTS Report. And in maybe shocking news, maybe not so shocking, depending on your point of view, once again, the job openings in the United States reached an all-time high of 9.3 million as of the last business day of April. That's up about 1 million jobs from March's former all-time record high of 8.3 million open jobs. Other notable pieces of information from the April JOLTS report: the quits rate, the rate by which people voluntarily leave their jobs, also reached an all-time series high at 2.7%. A high rate of quits, in this case an all-time high, indicates confidence in the labor market. Generally speaking, people don't voluntarily quit their jobs unless they've got another job, perhaps a better job, for their circumstances already lined up. Two more quick data points. Layoffs and discharges rate, that hit an all-time series low of 1.0%. And finally, the unemployed persons to open jobs ratio, which is an important number to look at when considering the tightness of the labor market, that's about 1.1, about 1.1 unemployed persons per every job opening. I'd expect if the trends in the labor market continue for probably one more month or possibly two, that number, that ratio will get to be below one once again, like it was right before the pandemic, meaning there will be more open jobs in the United States than officially unemployed persons to take up those jobs. There's no doubt we're going to see increases in hiring next month in the jobs report and probably additional increases in wages as the job market keeps tightening. That's good news for employees for the most part, good news for candidates. Perhaps not so great news for employers, as labor cost inflation will probably put some pressure on pricing, and meaning more costs will have to be passed on to their customers. Super interesting things happening in the labor market this spring. We'll keep following it on the HR Happy Hour Show on Alexa. To hear our full show archive, please visit hrhappyhour.net.